Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget.
We're back.
TJ Bidger, Brendan Sinone, and Benjamin Cock. How you guys doing today?
Oh, I'm doing amazing. As per usual, ready to be and drinking some whiskey.
Yeah, we're moving to tonight because Brendan hates us and loves his mother. So,
I was wondering where that was going.
We'd have run into an interesting dilemma had the Lightning won on Sunday night. I guess we'd be going tomorrow night and it'd be a Wednesday night thing. Yeah. But, I kind of wanted something to drink last night. And because we weren't doing the pod, I didn't have anything to drink. So, yeah, glad to be drinking with you gentlemen tonight. More so Ben than Brendan, but it all works, right?
Agreed. Just because I love my mother.
I love your girl myself.
I love drinking with Brendan too.
Myself.
Okay. You guys have anything exciting you want to talk about, or you want to jump right into this? Mystery week number four.
I'm excited for this to be the last week of TJ month. Mercifully ended.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. You made us drink that awful double oaked one. That wasn't great. I don't know. It's been underwhelming, I'm being honest with you.
Don't we have like the leader on the big board now from TJ month?
I don't think so. Doesn't sound right to me. Oh, yeah, shit. Cannoli.
Pretty sure we do. Okay.
I mean, with the store pick for TJ month, what a cheater.
Oh, I didn't cheat out then.
I won. Store picks weren't allowed?
I mean, I just, you know.
What'd you went with like benchmark or something? Like, come on.
No.
Yeah, I was weak.
What?
It was weak.
That's not even accurate. Weak. Fake news.
W-E-E-K. Weak. Okay. Why don't you guys go on, turn your volumes down. I'm going to go full screen real quick because Brendan has a complex. And
volume is down.
All the way up. All the way up. Okay. So this week, we are drinking. Let me make sure they got their volumes all the way down. I won't go into that just yet. Hey, before I tell you what we're drinking, maybe that's a good way to do this. Go to thegramco.com. Appreciate our newest sponsors. Powered by the Roll Up Network, thegramco.com. You can enter code it's bourbon25, B-O-U-R-B-O-N 25. You can get 25% off all your Delta 8 products, all of your vices. If you're not a big whiskey person, but you're watching this and you want to get into some of the Delta 8 products that they offer, gummies, vapes, pre-rolls, Wake and Bake coffee, hard candy, whatever you need, thegramco.com for all of your Delta 8 needs. The Blue Raspberry Gummies are my absolute favorite. Appreciate them and their partnership. Must be 21 or older to order. TheGramCo.com for all of your Delta 8 needs. All right, today we are drinking Angel's Envy. It's a finished rye. It's finished in rum casks. It's the one finished in Caribbean rum casks. Hopefully they really like this. Ben thinks that this is the maple Taconic. Because it's got such a strong maple syrup vibe. He's going to go away from that a little bit once he realizes it's a rye. I did recently get one of those from the Miami Bourbon Society, so maybe he'll come back around to it. Maybe I can convince him that it's that. Brendan actually guessed this a couple of weeks ago, and I told him that that's not what it was. See if he remembers that or not. See if I can tell him, like, oh, disregard. I don't know. We'll see. This is 100 proof. You see it all the time. It's the Angel's Envy with the green cap or the green sticker on the top. It's really, really good. Saw somebody in the Tampa Bay Whiskey Society the other day describe it as spicy maple syrup. Smells amazing. Sounds amazing. And I really, really enjoyed this. It's a dessert. It's a finisher. There's no way you're just drinking this every day, but I like it a lot. Let's see what the guys think and bring them back in.
We back.
I thought for a second that TJ just forgot that we were part of this podcast with him and was just going solo.
No, I just had a lot to say. Okay. How do you guys want
to
do this?
Okay. I had a lot to say. Silence for five. I have
so much things to say. Dead
okay
air.
Shout out to Jason for sharing this every week. He's the man.
Thanks, Jason. Miss
you guys think about the nose on this thing.
The nose.
You knows what I'm talking about?
It's extremely sweet, right? God, my hair's sticking out right here.
I'm wait, like are we doing, which one are we doing first?
The blind one.
Oh, okay.
That did was... you have the next week's rye?
Why would I have? Why would I make you go mute for something you knew what it was?
You know what? That's a good idea.
Ben did not thinking, like, understand the assignment.
Very rye, like very smoky. Like this is not the not super
next
candy.
Next week.
This is, oh this my is gosh! Like, yeah, this is okay.
So aggressively that, sweet, especially poor you, Ben, going from one to the other.
Yes, outrageously sweet. So I kind of think I know what this is already, just based on like the nose.
Don't ruin it for the rest of us.
Right. It is outrageously sweet.
I like it. Like,
is it a pleasant sweet? Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's intense. It's to the point where it's borderline for me. Because like some of the notes I'm getting, let's see. I wrote down. So to me, so it's cinnamon sugar, but it's also got like a little salty layer to it too. So like as my brain perceives this, it's very like Auntie M's cinnamon sugar pretzel, like food court kind of vibe too, because there's a little bit of like salt, and I got like salted caramel ice cream, so there's a little bit of saltiness too, which makes me think rye. But holy crap, is it sweet. You have to like sweet stuff to totally enjoy this. Maple syrup as well as the other note, right, Ben? This is just really 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 sweet.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm going into my tasting notes, I'm just going to give away what I think it is, but it is the most maple syrup that you can have with a bottle. Like, it's outrageous. It's so sweet, and it's almost like, yeah, it's so sweet, sickly sweet. If you've ever bought those like bourbon barrel aged maple syrup, you know, or they age it in a bourbon barrel, and you get it's really maple syrup. That's what that smells like. It's like they had maple syrup and they just do a splash of bourbon in it. It is so sweet. All maple, all sugar, all candy.
When I smelled it,
amazing. The way you guys are describing it,
the little vial here. Like initially, that's all I got was the maple syrup that Ben's talking about. Then put it in the glass for a little bit. It's opened up to have at least like some complexity with like that salty kind of little briny hint too. So it's nice, TJ. It is. I understand why this is something that you would pick for TJ month, because it is super sweet and you're a sweet whore, as we've well documented on the show.
I'm not going to give away anything. You guys are pretty spot on with it. It's a very sweet nose. You do pick up some other notes, but it, for the most part, it's very very sweet. And that's certainly the biggest takeaway. All right, taste.
Again. The maple syrup, even though I thought it was a little balanced on the nose, like there was some other stuff going on, the maple syrup is almost 100% what I got. Like
that's all you get,
right? That's all you get on the taste. I don't get anything else other than maple syrup for the flavor profile.
I feel like Brendan is gonna love the mouthfeel on this one. This is like it is mouth coating. Like you think about how oily like a higher proof whiskey is, and then just imagine pouring maple syrup in it. What this is,
you know, there is all right.
You can't get it off your palate. You can barely even talk with it.
Legitimately, like on my lips, thick. It's like I just had
sugar bomb.
It's like I just had pancakes, maple syrups. Like,
yeah,
it got stuck in my mustache. Yeah. A little bit of pepperiness. Like, there is some other stuff trying to fight through. It's not a natural experience for it. You can tell it's fighting to get past the maple syrup bomb.
I feel like this would be like 105 proof maple syrup finished rye. You know, like it either has a little spice because it's a rye, or maybe it's like 110 proof or 115 proof bourbon, you know? And so I'm trying to decide if there's enough spice in the background that I'm getting rye, or just enough proof in the background that I'm getting proof, you know, that's, I'm interpreting that as spice.
What made me think rye initially, Ben, was one, I had smelt it the week we did the J.W. Kelly, which is bourbon that was double oaked. And this, when I went back and smelled this, like I was able to get a lot of rye spice on it. Now, like isolated 2 weeks later, not as much, but there is a little bit of like that salty brininess, which again, can 24/7.
Harlan wants to know if they can hire him. Yeah, no thanks.
On bourbon on a budget?
Yeah. And 247. Okay. I think we're good.
Does Harlan drink?
I think Harlan's
kind of a white clock. Yeah, he's a white clock.
Oh, y'all have any tinkle? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, Harlan, you can't work for us.
Tells y'all you need to know.
You're banned.
Harlan listens to the spaces in the shower. And I found out this week, I tried to get Dane to come on real quick while we were chatting. Super weird. Dane listens in the shower too.
That's super weird.
Is it weird to listen? They basically listen to like talk radio or podcasts in the shower. That's weird.
I listened. Hale had me on his ACC one that was dueling with yours at the same time, TJ. And I was listening to the first part of it in the shower. So yeah, I get that.
Okay. So it's definitely weird. It's definitely, and it's different than listening to podcasts in the shower. Now, live spaces radio, and podcasts
like the same thing.
No, yeah, I don't understand. Podcasts are recorded. And so like, I feel like, and then spaces is also like even more live than like podcast or radio. Like, I feel like I'm literally in the room listening with the room where it happened naked.
It like kind of makes it more fun. Shower it's like this level of vulnerability. Yeah.
Super like washing your nuts.
Right.
And stuff
so no, you can't, I can't listen to it naked. You know, I'd be ridiculous.
What about a live podcast? Like this is a podcast.
Right. Couldn't do this. Couldn't do this either.
Okay.
So
it's happening.
Where I think the line gets drawn is if there's an element of like your camera potentially even like 1% turning on while naked in the shower with some, then I think that's where I would like.
It's like saying I can Zoom meeting in the shower. You know, I go to like attend a Zoom meeting.
Way different, Jeffrey Toobin. So, all right, let's keep rolling. Yeah. Oh man, Harlan wants to try and trick people in thinking he doesn't drink White Claws. So I think the finish has a little bit more of the peppery note that Brendan's talking about.
Thank you.
When you get into that.
The problem is I can't get to the finish. The finish is maple syrup. And then I swallow and it's still maple syrup.
Harlan's in
the shower right now. See? How weird is it? Like, I'm talking to you and you're in the shower.
Picture it didn't happen.
I don't like that. No, thank you. They call mate for more reason than one.
Yeah. God.
Wait, what? The finish?
Yeah, the finish is
sweet.
Sweet.
And a little
pepper. This is the sweetest thing we've had. And I feel like we've already reviewed this because it's so sweet. I think
Can you go back and do, like, can you redo one?
No. I don't think you can do this. I think this is very similar to something we reviewed in the past, slightly different. But
I do too. But maybe, Ben, I asked TJ off camera on that two weeks ago if this was it. And he lied and said, I think he lied, is what I think happened. He said it wasn't.
I can neither confirm nor deny that it was the lie or a truth. So it is something, though.
All right.
So
all I know is that.
Let's rate it. Let's rate it because it seems like you guys love it. And
love it?
That's what I was picking up. Is that what you were putting down?
Bro, this hair is driving me crazy.
You're going to love it.
Love it? I barely know her. All right. For those that don't know, you get 2 points for the nose. 4 points for the taste, 17 points for the finish, 1 point for cohesiveness and complexity, 2 points for value. Yeah, 1 point for the finish as well. 2 points for the nose. Ben, you go first.
1.25 here.
It's not bad. I thought you were going to crucify it there.
I mean, people like smelling sweet things. I'm not necessarily a fan of it. But
you guys ever see the movie Sweetest Thing?
At some point, some people like it. Ugh.
TJ, don't assume that I was going to go with a 1.5 on the spreadsheet, but I was going to go with a 1.5.
Really?
I know you.
Oh, man. I know you. Yeah, I think it's a nice nose. I think it's
what a nightmare this
sweet. A little bit more complexity than the taste. Brendan, you go first on the taste. 4 points.
I don't love the taste. I don't dislike it. It's so sweet. And if it is what I think it is, like the complexity, I was disappointed of what I thought would maybe add a different element to this. It almost detracts and makes it worse. I'm gonna go with a 2 out of 10. It's very average. There's something appealing to it, but you gotta really love the sweetness.
I think 2.25 is where I'm at here.
Wow, Ben with the higher score. I'll go with a 3. I like this a lot, and obviously the one that picked it, I think it's above average and it's right up my alley. I do think I don't know if you guys are just so shell shocked by the sweetness. I'll talk about it more once we get into it, but I think there is more complexity there than you guys are letting on. Maybe that's just because I know what it is. I'm not absolutely just shell shocked by the sweetness. Maybe, you know, there could be some other things going on with that. I get some other kind of note some other things. I didn't really talk about them a ton because I didn't want to influence what you guys thought they were, but we'll circle back. Finish, Brendan. You went first last time, Ben. that's my I only do that like once every 2 months, but that's my favorite thing to do on this whole show.
0.25.
Woo!
Whoa. 0.5 for me.
It's like I can't even drink the other one we're drinking.
Oh, that's going to be a toughie to go back to it. No,
sorry, guys.
You know it's bad when I have like a half sample.
I'll go 0.75. I give you a full sample of the cannoli, so relax. I'll go 0.75 here. I think it's above average. I think it's slightly above average. A little, like I said, I get a little bit of the pepper on the end. I think it's okay. Cohesiveness and complexity.
Brayden. Ooh, it is super, super cohesive. The complexity to me doesn't exist. 0.5.
0.5.
Yeah, I'll go 0.75. It's probably like a more like a 0.55, but this is Wheel of Fortune. So I'm sorry, Price is Right. It's one of those old man shows. So you got to round up 0.75 for me. All right. Type of whiskey, proof, price, and what it is. I'll tell you guys this. Going into value, Ben's at a 4.25. So just barely at that average. Brendan's at a 4.5. Mm-hmm. And I'm at a 6.
Wow. What a homer.
That seems aggressive.
What a homer. Wow, the guy that picked the whiskey he liked thinks he likes it.
are we guessing?
Yeah, we're guessing, right? Type first.
I'm finished rye.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a finished rye as well.
Okay, so to split the tiebreaker, what's it finished in?
Maple syrup. I'll give you the
maple syrup.
Maple syrup barrels.
Okay.
I think Ben and I think it's the exact same thing. So I don't know if we have to go through this, right? Like we both know.
Yeah, it's
it
fine. Proof.
115.
You know 115. I think like 110.
And price.
65.
Yeah. I feel like it should be like 55, but I think it's going to be like 75.
And 75. What is it?
Do you want to
think
say
it's then? I think it's Taconic. Finished whatever, but I think we reviewed the bourbon one.
We did.
And so I think if Taconic has like a maple syrup rye, then that's what it'd be. But and I don't know if you have that or
they do. He picked up a bottle for me a few months ago and for himself. And
oh well then that shoot, man. That's
exactly I haven't tried it yet, so I don't know if this is what it is. What it but this is imagine what it is. This is the Miami Whiskey Society.
Yeah, 100%.
Had such good success with their bourbon. They did a rye finished in maple syrup cast. So that's what I'm assuming this is. I guess that 2 weeks ago, TJ said this wasn't it, but I think he's lying.
Anyway.
Okay. So you guys guessed that it was a maple syrup finished rye. That was incorrect. You guys guessed that it was 110 and 115 proof. That was incorrect. You guys guessed that the price was $65 and $75. Also incorrect.
Interesting.
And you guessed that it was the Taconic maple syrup finished rye from Miami Bourbon Society or any bourbon society. Also incorrect. 0 for 4 on all what? 4 of your guesses. I did not lie to you 2 weeks ago. We drank something else.
Okay. What is it?
You were correct on it being a finished rye.
American Prairie finished in orange cassou.
No.
This is like so like maple-y.
This is the Angel's Envy finished in Caribbean rum casks.
Wow.
Yeah, don't buy that bottle, guys.
Absolutely not even
rum.
Close.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so maple to me.
Caribbean rum casks. It is a finished rye. We did get that right.
It is a finished rye.
It is a finished rye.
Thing you got.
Jeez, yeah. We're geniuses.
I said it wasn't finished in maple syrup.
But you said 0 for 4, and we both guessed finished rye.
No, we moved past that to split the tiebreaker.
Okay. Well, anyway,
so maple syrup.
1 for 4.
So that is not good bottle. That is not good.
That's like a 85. That's like a $100 bottle, isn't it?
You're close to 90. It's like 90.
Holy crap!
Oh my god!
Value is 0.25. Value is 0.25. There's no reason to be buying this bottle.
When TJ can't afford baby formula next month, it's because he bought this shitty bottle of rye.
Yeah.
For $100.
The good news is there's no baby formula out there, so affording it or not affording it, you know. Thank you. Well, never mind. Let's not.
This is sweet enough to basically substitute as baby formula. It'd be easy. It tastes the same.
Brendan, where's your value at?
Zero.
Yes. Zero.
Yes.
I mean, it's $100 bottle for no it's value. To me, it's an average drinking experience. It's not bad. It's you have to be in the mood for whatever this is, which is sweet. But then to pay $90 for it, that's a toughie. Zero.
Like, I got this. So TJ handed me the sample of this, and the second he handed it to me, I was like, that's maple syrup. And that's Tecate. Like, exactly what I thought. Within like 5 seconds, like, I knew. I was like, this is so sweet, sugary, nightmare madness. Yeah. 0.25. Garbage.
Garbage bottle. I don't think this garbage bottle. It's fine. I shot my load with the cannoli, and then it was all downhill from there. No, I'll give it a 0.5.
Your load in a cannoli.
I'll give it a 0.5. Bringing my total score to a 6.5. Brendan at a 4.5. Ben also at a 4.5. I think there's some value there. Again, I think it's a little bit more complex than you guys do. I do pick up like some almost some tropical fruit on it in some places. You know, tropical fruit. Obviously still very, very sweet. And I do get more pepper than you guys did. So maybe that's because I knew it was a rye going in and I knew what it was and I've had it several times. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to tell somebody to go buy an $80, $90 bottle. What's I do think that this is a – it is 100 proof, sorry. So, yeah,
fortunately. My God. Keeps getting worse.
So, yeah, tough to advise you to go buy this. It's a nice finisher. It is a nice dessert. I'll say that, like, as a very, very easy drinking last pour of the night. Once you've had eight pours, it's great.
Yeah, so, that's what I think. If I want to, sit my $100 bottle eighth in the ninth when I want dessert and I can't taste barely.
All of my bottles are this high, so it is what it is.
Jeez, what a nightmare.
Sure to hold up really well to a high proof night of drinking too. I'm sure this would be exquisite at the end of the night. Yeah.
No.
It would drink maple syrup.
You guys are so rude, and it's not even funny. Average on this is 4.91.
Not
so. You guys have any purchases?
I went into ABC the other day, and I almost got the Michter's American because the 4th of July coming up. But it's like $45, and I couldn't justify it. I've had it before. I like it a lot. Good beginner whiskey, but I couldn't justify $45 for a like 85 proof whiskey. I think it was. I just couldn't do it. So to answer your question, I had it in my hand. I was in the checkout line with a cigar. I put down the American whiskey. I guess I'm patriotic. Bought the cigar.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Good story. I know. Ben?
Yeah. I don't really know what I'm answering, what the question was.
For certain purchases.
Oh, okay. Shoot. Yeah. So we're going up. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Zoning. Clearly. The fifth yeah you did just like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just yeah, stop totally. Talking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going up to North Carolina for the 4th.
Ooh.
And so I'll be pursuing pretty much anything in North Carolina. I'm batting 1,000.
They have right this. Now. They have this.
Yeah. I'll send it back. I'll basically batting 1,000 for good allocated bottles in North Carolina right now. And so I'm going to see if I can continue the streak, you know, basically I'm 2 for 2. So I'm pretty much the same thing as the Lightning. So it's not looking good for me right now to find bottles again. So we'll see.
Did you lose any like key players to other teams or because of the salary cap? I mean, your whole family's still intact. So
I got a new car. So it's like losing.
I saw that. I drove by the other day. You didn't even tell me about it.
Yeah. We didn't buy a new car. Get out of here.
Oh, whose car was that? That silver car. Not the big one that's in your driveway.
What a stalker.
Oh. Yeah.
I drive by his house 4 times a day.
We don't even live next to each other.
You live 5 miles away.
Really great. Yeah, people listen to this podcast that don't know that you guys have a rope swing to get to each other's houses.
I live in Tallahassee. What are you doing driving past my house?
I live in Brendan's basement. All right. We will be back next week on the 4th of July. Because it's on Monday, right? Is that right? Do I know the days?
Ooh, we will be back.
We're back on the 4th of July.
Born in the USA.
Hey, something very not patriotic.
Copyrighted.
Something that maybe would have fit better this month, but we'll talk about that next week. I don't want to continue that joke on this episode. You got to listen to two to get me in trouble. So for TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, Ben Koch, we really appreciate the interaction on social media. It's Bourbon on a Budget everywhere. Gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. See you guys next week. And by next week, I mean in 5 minutes when we record next week's episode. Cheers.
Angels Envy sucks!
It sucks!
Thank God this month is over.
Subscribe.